Lush Cosmetics presents co-founder and director Rowena Bird, discussing how we can execute the secret Lush Cosmetics master plan. I'm Nilla Davies, and I met with Rowena in the lab at 29 High Street to talk about the secret Lush Cosmetics master plan, her makeup invention, and much, much more. Oh, and by the way, there's a surprise appearance from Mary the Parrot too. Thank you so much for taking time out of your crazy busy schedule to have a chat with me about the master plan. Why is the master plan so important?
I think it is really important because we have to have somewhere to go. You have to know where you're going. You can't just wander aimlessly as a cloud, can you? So having a master plan and having some idea of what you'd like to achieve, I think, is really important.
Can I just point out for those of you can't see, but Mary the Parrot is in this podcast.
She is. So it's not me making funny noises. It's Mary.
It's Mary's Mary, master plan.
Mary, say hello to everybody. Hey, there you go.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so you need some direction of where you're going. And Mark is really good at that, at offering a big vision of what we could be doing and how it could look. And the thing is, you don't have to go that way if you don't want to. And you can change all the time. So, you know, we could have one vision now and then it could alter slightly and move off. I think the main thing that never changes are the ethics. Mm-hmm. And that's the important thing about the master plan, is that they encompass the ethics.
Yeah, because I was chatting to Simon on last week about sort of why we're doing it and to keep that in mind, because it always brings us back to the root of what we are as a group and as a company. So, I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about how you think we might execute the master plan across the business.
I think that, the only way you can do it is by everybody thinking about what part they can play in that. So, you know, if you're on the shop floor, if you're telling the stories of Lush there, you're helping execute the master plan, especially the cosmetic revolution bit. You're making people aware of what we're doing and what's going on. So we're not just the cosmetics shop on the high street. We're so much more than that. But if you don't tell anybody, they'll never know. So unless they're, you know, fans and going on and Googling us and going on to Lush Beta or Lush Life or whatever, they're not going to know all those things. So if you can just impart one little piece of knowledge when they come in, then you've done your bit towards the plan. If you're someone that's in sales and admin, that bit where it's all about support, if you're in there, then by helping people be able to do their jobs, if you can create a till system that reduces the time people stand in a queue, if you can make it easier for the forms that need to be filled in by a manager on a shop floor, if you can do the accounts, if you can look at it in a different way so that you're actually giving information, you're not just putting a page of numbers in front of somebody, it makes their eyes go blurry. You're actually telling them a story, you're telling them what the figures are saying. If you're looking after other people and making sure that it's actually what they need. If you're making products, are you making them look the way that the person who invented it wanted them to look? It's the attention to detail in your job and thinking about, where's what I'm doing going next? Who is going to be looking at what I'm doing next? Have I made it the best that it can be? So it gives you a sense of satisfaction and the next person along the chain more ease with what they're doing, or making it quicker with what they're doing so they can get on and do something else, or just giving a better impression of the company so that people understand, and so the cosmetic revolution is sort of well underway. That is definitely my favourite bit, the cosmetic revolution. That's the bit that I love.
It's about, I think, being really mindful and being a community. You know, and how does the thing that I make or do impact the next person, and how can make it the best experience for them. And it's like you said at the showcase about all those little tiny number ones. So like you might be number one in like paying fair living wage, being number one in customer service.
Quite often malls or rooms have, you know, the rooms in the factory or teams, you can all be number one at whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
Is Mary going to really annoy you? Should we,
Mary
would you
is
like,
quite loud.
Would you yes. like to put her away? Would we like mind? To put her in another room?
Mary, would you mind?
I think we're going to put you in Uncle Steve's room. Yes, because you're a bit chatty this morning, aren't you? Hey? Are you a bit too chatty? Yeah.
Sorry, Mary.
Say goodbye, Auntie Mila.
I was going to ask you to chat to me a bit about creativity and revolution with makeup, because I know you work a lot with makeup.
Oh, now this is where it gets really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're very passionate about it, and I'd love for you to talk to me about it.
Yes. So the next range that's coming out that we're working on now is going to blow the minds of everybody, I think, when it's seen in its entirety. At the minute, we're just seeing bits coming out. But, you know, I think I think the other cosmetic industries are going to look at that and go, oh, shit.
I wish we thought of that.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're going to remove plastic from the makeup range. Well, I'm hoping we're going to move it totally, 100%. But you never know, do you? So I don't know. Anyway, so what we're going to do is lipsticks. So we're going to make the bullet-shaped lipstick. And we're wrapping them in the wax now, and you peel it like a baby bell cheese and you pop it into a container. Now, we will have containers come February. They're being made in France, but it's not a very quick process. But they're very beautiful, and they're based on 1940s, 1950s containers where you would push them up. So there's no twist up in there, which means we don't have to have the plastic in our, which means that you can recycle the whole thing. So it's going to be made out of brass and aluminium, so it goes straight back into the recycling chain. But I mean, since as the idea came from a lipstick container I've got in here from the 1950s, I don't think anyone's going to throw them away or recycle them, but they can be recycled. So you can peel it and you pop it into the container, but you don't have to buy our containers if you don't want to. You can put it into your own at home.
So clever.
Yeah. So when I spoke to Heather last week, she was saying that she bought three. She went home and she emptied out three lipstick containers that she no longer needed, and she popped them in there. And I don't care where you, whose you put it into. Use ours because they're full of beautiful ingredients and the colours are fabulous. But save. Give that that single-use plastic, really. I suppose it's not single-use in so much as you're using your lipstick over and over. But it's only used for one product and then it's thrown away, so reuse it and pop it in there. And then the most exciting thing is the palettes and the eye colors that we're going to be doing. So palettes, I think, are an environmental nightmare because they are big and they have a lot of colors in them, and they're very attractive and you're drawn into them and you want to own them and possess them.
There's more packaging than product, isn't there?
There is. There's more packaging than product. And what's worse is you will not even use every one of those colours that's in there. You'll use three, four maybe.
And it'll sit in a drawer for years and years and years. And then you'll probably go, oh, I'll just throw that out because I don't use any of them anyway. So you've wasted
all the
product as well as the packaging that you didn't need.
So shocking. So what we're going to do is you're going to build your own palette. Now, we'll give you the suggestions because I understand that sometimes people want to have a suggestion of all the colours that go together nicely that you could wear together without it being shocking. So we can give you suggestions of palettes, but then you'll build it. So you'll build it with, you can have a single eyeshadow, you can have three, you can have six, you can have nine, and you'll build your colours. Now, the palettes that we're using are not even palettes, they're so clever. So it's made out of a nut, a tagua nut, and this is called vegetable ivory, and it's really hard, and they can make it into a disc and hollow it out, and then we're going to press the powders into that. Then they're going to be very cleverly stacked. So it's the same, it's not visual, because I could show you the size now of your palette compared to the size of a palette that you would normally have in your bag. If you looked at a palette of nine colours, the size of that, and then the size of having nine colours in the tagua nut, it's probably 25% of the size.
And anyone that's travelling around doing makeup for people or going to shows and needing their makeup with them in their bag, you know how precious space is in your
exactly.
bag.
So that's exactly, amazing. And it fits perfectly. And you can just take, you know, you can take the pin out and you can lay them all out if you want to, if you were doing a lot of makeups, then you can lay them out and then you can stack them. So, you know, if you bought, because what you'll buy is a brass disc with a long pole coming up out the top, and a lid on it made out of the taguana, and then a little screwy pin. And then you'll add the colours on that you want to do. So if you think, well, I'm going away this weekend and I'm going to be wearing these colours, so that's why I want this array of colours in my palette, then you stack your palette to the colours you want and you take what you need with you. And I just think that that is sort of genius. And then when you're finished with the palette, you're going to want to keep it forever anyway. But if you don't, you can just put it in the compost bin because it's just a nut. So it's going to go into the compost. You can throw it in your garden.
That's why I asked you, because I think makeup at the minute, I'm seeing so much like regeneration and creativity going on in makeup. I think it's the perfect example of like the plan. So yes, you're making products for everyone. You have loads of different colors, different shades for a diverse range of like skin tones. Yep. It's going to be number one because it's creative and inventive and new and the product's great. And then you're creating a cosmetic revolution because you're completely changing how it's been sold for years and years and years.
Exactly.
And how I think a lot of people just with makeup, they just take for granted that it's been done a certain way, but you're taking a creative approach to it and just doing it completely differently.
Oh yeah, but I want the important thing that I want to do is make it so that it's not unrecognisable, because I think that's what we've done in the past. We make things, especially the makeup, we make things and we make it unrecognisable. People don't know how to use it and then
they're scared or just don't understand.
And they don't go for it.
Yeah.
So this time we're making it much more recognisable so that but even more practical,
yeah,
very much more environmentally friendly and just...
It's really inspiring and I think it's... It's also really like telling of just the hard work that's going on at the minute. I think it's great. I was wondering maybe if we could talk a bit about the EBT.
Well, obviously I'm involved with the EBT because I've got shares, because I started the business with everybody else. From my point of view, I don't have a family, so of children that, you know, that would come into the business and would take my shares and then remain within the business. So the business, from that point of view, then everybody becomes my family. And I wanted my shares to go back in to the business for my larger family that are working in the business and will still be here after I've gone. So, yeah, from my point of view, I just wanted my shares to come back in and join the pot of,
Oh, that's people own. You've just got a lot of like children that you did not ask for. Wonderful. At the showcase as well, you were talking about cranking it up a bit and going to the next level. So what's next for the master plan? What's next for you in makeup? Talked a bit about that.
But... Yeah, I think, you know, the next thing for me in makeup is to finish off the eyeshadow colours. So I'm creating those now, and I have lovely helpers that come in and help, and we're building those colours out. So I'm going to, that's my next big plan to work on, build those out, getting ready for Liverpool launching. The way that, so it's not just retail that can be part of the plan though, manufacturing can as well. If you look at what it is you're making and take care and attention over it, so that, you know, when you've got complicated ballistics where there's colours all over the place and it sort of comes out, it's like, this should look like Santa or this should look like a princess or a snowman. Give it the time that it's due to make sure that the blue is where it's supposed to be, the red is where it's supposed to be, so that it's the most beautiful product that you can create that's sending out. Take a pride in what you're doing, not just hitting the targets. We all need to hit our targets, but we need to hit our targets well. And I think that's the thing. It's sort of like how bad you want it. So now I want it great and I want the targets hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I think that hopefully then you'd go home at the end of the day thinking, did a really great job today. Those products that I knocked out were just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'd be really proud of them. And I think that most of the time that's exactly what's happening. And then I think also if you're in the area where you're creating the shops and you're doing the VMs and the displays, is think about, okay, well, what are they creating now? How should these be displayed? Just because something looks brilliant as a piece of furniture doesn't necessarily mean it's going to do the job for the product that you're thinking will go on it. I think the days of us being able to throw our ballistics into crates are over, because our ballistics are beautiful now. They're more like ornaments, aren't they?
Art, yeah.
They are. And so they don't belong in crates anymore. That's why I think the Harajuku shop in Japan is so beautiful, because each one of the ballistics are being shown as in their true individuals, beauty,
yeah.
Really. Yeah, and it's not whatever people think, like, oh, I'd love to be a product inventor. Yeah, I don't, you have no idea how hard that is.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of, you know, that is one of the hardest jobs, is to keep coming up with something new, something that has an effect, something that's using a beautiful ingredient, something that's got a purpose to it. That's really difficult. Being a shop manager and managing a shop every day and making sure that everything is on display, that the teams are happy, that the customers are happy when they come in, that the shop is clean, that it's functioning, that's the hardest job in the business. Working on the in manufacturing and running a room and turning out like
millions of bonbons.
Yes, and bubble bars and beautiful emulsions of creams and things. That's a hard job in the business. There's plenty of jobs where, you know, they're hard jobs, but they make such a difference as to how our business is perceived. Because if the product looks rubbish, if people aren't smiling and welcoming and telling anybody anything, if, you know, if none of us do our little bits well,
there's all that attention to detail.
It is attention to detail. And, you know, and I love all of that. Yeah. And I think, you know, there's always room for improvement. I mean, I think we are, I don't know, what, 98% wonderful. But there's always a 2% somewhere that you could tighten up on.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
you could always make a difference. And that's for all of us, me included. So I'm much lower than 98%, I'm sure. But it's just about thinking about what you do and thinking about the effect that it has as it moves through. And then being kind to yourself with what you're doing and being kind to others around you, so that it actually remains a really nice place to work. And it, but it starts right from, you know, the very beginning of the line, doesn't it, where the product is invented, and then, or even further back, so where the ethics are, and then how they flow through the business.
And that's why I think the plan's great, because it puts us all on that same page, but it simplifies it, and people are able to go, oh, okay,
yeah,
I understand now, I get it.
Yeah. Well, I hope they do. And I hope they agree with it, because that's the other important thing, isn't it? Is if you don't agree with the plan, but I hope
tell us what we need.
Agree with the plan, because it's, you know, otherwise it's just like, oh yeah, so Mark's had an idea. Well, that's all right, but it doesn't affect me.
Yeah,
but it should affect you. It should. And if you don't agree with it, what bit don't you agree with? And then how can we make that different? Because, yeah, this is what we're going for. So how do we make that happen?
And having these sorts of conversations where we open it up to everyone and say, okay, tell us what you think. Let us know, like, what can we do? What do you think we should do?
Listening is really important.
Yeah.
Listening is really important, because listening and then having a think about it and then having an answer, maybe. Yeah. Sort of like, because sometimes we can do, I'm very guilty of a knee-jerk reaction for something that's like, oh my god, it's awful, and then, but actually if I thought about it for a minute, I could have seen a solution for that, and then maybe could have made a different outcome, rather than, you know, it's like, ah, and everybody going, oh my god, she's not happy. You know, you can come at it from different ways, and I think that we all have to think about that a little bit.
Thank you so much, Ro.
If you'd like to learn more from Lush and our ever-growing archive, which contains interviews, debates and stories from a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, available for both Apple and Android.